This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 29th day of November 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, live from the road. We have an incredibly important, controversial global transmission lined up for you on this Friday edition. But first, let's go to part of this powerful John Bound report, only at band.video.
In her short political career, Ilhan Omar has juggled campaign finance violations, the defrauding of her immigration status, and engaging in an affair with a married white male on her staff. The very type of person Omar claims is the scourge of Western civilization.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
She said that the pro-Israel lobby in the United States is pushing for allegiance to a foreign country. Now, this is the latest in an ongoing struggle between the Democratic leadership and a small number of freshman Democrats who've been vocal about pushing the party further to the left.
Representative Omar embodies a vile, hate-filled, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel bigotry. This is not a time for politics. This is a time for the Democratic leaders in this institution to do the right thing. They should remove her from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. They should stand up to her. They should stop empowering her disgusting hatred before it turns into horror.
Just when you thought this leader of the socialist left-leaning squad of the Democratic Party couldn't vilify herself any further, court documents from a trial in Florida have dropped jet fuel on that fire. The Jerusalem Post reported, the claims came during testimony by Kuwaiti-born Canadian businessman Alan Bender, who was giving evidence in the trial of Sheikh Khalid bin Hamad Al Thani. The Qatari emir's brother stands accused of ordering his American bodyguard to murder two people and of holding an American citizen hostage. His deposition obtained by Al Arabiya English was authenticated by the attorney for the plaintiffs, according to the publication. The Washington Examiner reported, Bender said Qatar's secretary to the emir for security affairs, Mohammed bin Ahmed bin Abdullah Al Masnad, told him that the country recruited Ilhan Omar from even way before she thought about becoming a government official. They groomed her and arranged the foundation, the grounds, for her to get into politics way before she even showed interest. They convinced her. He alleged that Omar cooperated with Qatar's request and received cash payments. He also claimed that she used her position in the House of Representatives to access sensitive information, which she relayed to Qatar and through them, Iran. According to the deposition, Bender further told the court that Omar actively recruited other politicians on behalf of the nation. If it wasn't for our cash, Ilhan Omar would be just another black Somali refugee in America collecting welfare and serving tables on weekends, he claimed the officials told him. Omar has predictably denied the allegations as her office responded, saying, since the day she was elected, Saudi Arabian trolls and mouthpieces have targeted Omar with misinformation and conspiracy theories. The latest outlandishly absurd story from a Saudi-funded media outlet is, of course, false and only the latest in that trend.
The thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of, like, his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command here.
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital.
He's an expert.
You don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. You know, you don't say the army with an intensity.
Qaeda.
But you say these names because you want that word to carry weight. I am not part of Al-Shabaab. I do not participate. I do not participate.
You are a Shabab. Well, Shabab is young.
Unfortunately for Omar, she has already cast herself in this role. She's done everything in her power power to present economy-crippling Green New Deal socialism. Her latest proposal, $1 trillion for affordable housing, which in the hands of the liberal left would be used to wreak havoc on what little property rights Americans have left.
All right, folks, full report on InfoWars.com. We're taking you to London Bridge next. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 29th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road here in San Diego, visiting my wife's family. I'll be back in the ATX tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Friday broadcast. It is Black Friday. We have lots of stampeding crowds running over each other already. Lots of women in hijabs battling each other over goodies at Walmart, and so much more. Lots of people having to have their butts amputated because of illegal butt injections. Just the total decadence of the Hollywood poison cup that has been turned over. We also have someone screaming Allah Akbar, stabbing five people with a reported bomb vest. They're now saying it's fake. On the London Bridge, a favorite Islamic attack point. But we've been told it's not Islamic. And elephants aren't elephants, and sky's not blue. That's all coming up. And then just some incredible stories out in the open. Former Obama operatives creating fake news sites to help Democrats win election. They admit they're putting out fake stories, and that Facebook, Twitter, and Google are promoting them. They're proud of what they're doing. Steve Watson article that was up yesterday, but I'm going to have reposted the front page of InfoWars.com. It's so incredible. So there you have them admitting that they're lying. Of course, that's what mainstream media already does. They're just getting with the program. Angela Merkel says freedom of speech must be curtailed to keep society free. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. He's going to be covering that. She actually said that. This is not satire. In a speech, we're going to be playing that coming up. So they're going to lie to us openly. They're going to silence our speech. Then they're going to bully everybody that speaks up against it. Internet crybabies, upset NFL quarterback, supports Trump. They want him fired. There's serious discussions of it happening. Meanwhile, a teacher who supported drag queen visiting school without parents being told to exchange phone numbers and contact info with the man dressed as a woman who wanted to discuss sexuality with their children says that parents don't have a right and that the school is going to do what they want, and the Texas school and the Texas principal support them and say, we're going to have access to your children. So we're going to lie to you. We're going to give you fake news. We're going to silence you. Then we're going to have contact with your children and exchange phone numbers and other information with them, and you're not going to stop jack crap. Actually says, some of you don't know what is best for your kids, close quote. It's all up on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Paul's amazing site, Summit.news. China folds. Beijing does nothing after Trump signs Hong Kong bill. That's a big, big deal. That's just some of what's coming up. Meanwhile, this story is so huge, it's hard to believe, but I went and read the whole bill, showed it to a lawyer last night and to law enforcement. They said, damn right, after Charlottesville, any type of defense training with firearms, Krav Maga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, Tai Chi, firearms instruction, self-defense, now terrorism under Virginia proposed law. That's all coming up today. Trump makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan trying to end the war. He's attacked by the left for trying to end the war. What a criminal. And so much more coming out today. Joining us, though, he'll be hosting the fourth hour, is Paul Joseph Watson, who is in London, to give us the latest London Bridge terror stabbing. Suspect shot dead by police was wearing hoax bomb. Euro News. Guardian. London Bridge police shoot stabbing suspect after five injured. And, of course, last time the Lion of London Bridge fought back when they'd already killed a bunch of people. He was taken for re-education for daring fight back against the jihadis. I'm not joking. Paul, give us the latest information from Londistan.
Well, good to be back, Alex. Yeah, they tackled the man. He stabbed somebody, they're reporting, nearby London Bridge. So it sounds like he went into some kind of shop or premises and tried to stab a bunch of people. I've seen one image of a woman that basically looks severely injured or dead. So they're not saying how many people have been stabbed. They're just saying injuries at the moment. So it looks like he then ran onto the bridge and was immediately tackled by a bunch of brave citizens who grabbed the knife from him. And he was wearing what they now call a fake explosives vest. They wouldn't have known that it was fake at the time, obviously. So they got the knife off him. Then the police arrived, got the public to stand back and basically double tapped him in the head and shot him dead, which has caused some consternation over quite a few people on Twitter, Alex, who said that the terrorist should not have been killed and that he should have been arrested or handcuffed, given that he just stabbed, they're saying, I guess, at least five people at the moment. He was wearing a fake explosives vest. They're saying he should have been arrested, apprehended without deadly force, which is interesting because we've got an election coming up here in about 10 days' time, where the leader of one side of the parties that are running, the two major parties, Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party, also said back, I think it was last month, correct, when Baghdadi was killed, that Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, should not have been killed and should have been arrested. So that kind of rhetoric is now being mirrored in the aftermath of this terrorist attack in London.
What was the exact term? They called him, what, an austere scholar, a great leader?
Oh, yeah. Immediately after he was killed, the Washington Post reported that he was an austere scholar. I guess we've had the death of another austere scholar on London Bridge today. But here's an example of some of what I picked up on Twitter. And these people are all Jeremy Corbyn supporters, obviously. One person said, well done to the public and the police on the fast response on London Bridge. But was there any need for the police to kill the man? They could have easily arrested him, but murdered him instead. State murder doesn't sit well with me. Again, he'd literally just been running around foaming at the mouth. We don't know if he was chanting Allah Akbar yet, but it's a distinct possibility. He'd ran into premises, police rushed to the scene, passers-by grabbed the man, pinned him to the ground. He had a giant, what they call, zombie knife. But no, he shouldn't have been shot, apparently, Alex. That was too much deadly force, and he should have merely been arrested. So this is the narrative that we're dealing with. The other aspect of this is, as you said, The guy who tackled the London Bridge terrorists on the previous attack, which was more deadly 2 years ago, he was later put in a right-wing extremist database. So you have that tie-in as well.
He was also sent to re-education classes. Yeah. And again, how many people died? How many times was he brutally stabbed as he took on the two individuals with huge knives that were running around stabbing people, screaming, Allah Akbar? And again, we have the footage. The man is going for a suicide vest. They didn't know what it was. They told him over and over again to stop. You see the officer get in the position and kill him. Should have shot him before that when he had his hands on what looked like a suicide vest. Was saying he was going to detonate it. Obviously wanted suicide by a cop. Had just reportedly stabbed a bunch of people. What the hell planet are these leftists living on, lionizing people like this scumbag?
Well, we had after the previous attack, which was more deadly, I think it was 11 people killed, dozens injured. The Lion of Millwall, the guy who tackled one of the terrorists, stabbed himself multiple times. And in fact, during that incident, while the terrorists were rushing into the restaurants and attacking people, some people who were hiding in the back were offended that other people were calling these individuals Muslims. And while the attack was taking place, were screaming out, how dare you call them Muslims? There's literally a video of that. But then after that attack, the London Metropolitan Police, who've done an astounding job in this instance, came out, and you've seen this in America with school shootings, and said, in the immediate aftermath of a terrorist attack while it's happening, the public should run, hide, and tell. That's the advice they gave them. I'm thankful, and I'm sure a lot of people who may have been caught up in this today are thankful, that those people on London Bridge didn't follow that advice. They didn't run away. They didn't hide.
They
didn't tell. They tackled, and they fought. And thanks to that, the terrorist is dead, and the casualty list is thankfully quite low.
That's right, or he would have found women and children and taken his time. I want to do 5 more minutes with you on the other side, then let you get ready, so you really prepare for when you host an hour. Paul Watson's hosting the 4th hour today. I want to come back and ask him some other geopolitical questions, and Merkel openly saying we have to take people's speech to protect freedom, freedom for the Islamic globalist invasion of Europe. We'll talk about it all with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson is in London. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today. I know I'm going to be listening always. One of the most powerful hours of radio and TV you're going to listen or see anywhere. I want to hit a few other subjects briefly with Paul here, then I'll tell you about the other guests and what's coming up today. It's unprecedented to have Merkel come out and say, we've got to restrict speech for freedom. That is true 1984, and that ties in with the Democrats just being honest about what they've been doing all along. We've seen articles in the New York Times, Washington Post, countless others saying, the Republicans lie so well, the right-wingers lie so well, Alex Jones lies so well, which isn't true, I tell the truth so well, that we've got to start lying better than they do. And they have big articles with Charlie Wurzel and others talking about how they're going to be deceptive in the New York Times. It's simply amazing how they're getting their own people to be recruited to be liars in the name of fighting bad guys. Former Obama operatives creating fake news sites to help Democrats win election. It's an InfoWars.com article. And Steve Watson has all of it saved. It's all public. The fake news they're putting out, promoted by Facebook, promoted by Twitter, promoted by Google. Then we put out videos showing Obama saying build a wall 5 years ago. That's blocked as fake news, even though it's real. So they're putting out fake news while they silence us. And then while they bully and call for the firing of a quarterback that supports Trump 4 years ago, and while they say that our children belong to them, it's simply incredible. Let's go to a clip of Merkel and then get Paul Joseph Watson's take on this.
Sie dürfen nicht mehr Ihre Meinung sagen, den muss Sie einfach sagen, wer seine Meinung sagt, und wenn sie pronunziert ist, der muss damit leben, dass es Widerspruch gibt. Es gibt keine Meinungsfreiheit zum Nulltarif, dass alle zustimmen.
He goes on to say, we're coming after you. And there you go. But freedom of speech, expression has limits. Those limits begin where hatred is spread. Oh, they begin when the dignity of other people is violated. The House must oppose extreme speech. Otherwise, our society will no longer be the free society that it was. Wow. So you have all lived to see the leader of the most powerful nation in Europe, Merkel, who can never be removed from power because they have a parliament, dozens of parties, more than 25 big parties. So she always just buys off the other little parties every time she loses an election to stay in power in parliament. That's how that works. One reason a two-party system is terrible, but better than a 10-party system, 20-party system. Paul Watson, this is simply incredible. They define whatever they want as hate in Europe, in the UK, then they ban it. Now that's actually happening here with the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others saying arrest big tech heads and totally silence all of us. This isn't coming. This is here. What do you see happening next, and how do we combat this?
Well, of course, with Germany, Alex, they've literally got a constitution which says, quote, there shall be no censorship. They lived under the Gestapo. They lived under the Stasi. They're supposed to have one of the most, you know, liberal, classically liberal constitutions when it comes to free speech imaginable. In fact, Merkel herself, back in 2010, said multiculturalism has failed. Now she says any speech that offends the dignity of somebody is hate speech. I'm wondering if what she herself said back in 2010 would now be considered hate speech in Germany. And listen, they tried to pass laws in Germany just a couple of months ago where it would make insulting the EU anthem. Yes, the EU actually has an anthem. and burning the EU flag a crime punishable up to 3 years in prison. So this is the situation in Germany. You had also, of course, back in 2015, New Year's Eve 2015, the mass molestation of women in Cologne, primarily carried out by migrants from North Africa and the Middle East, people who have spoken out about that, including AfD members of parliament who have tweeted about that, have had their tweets deleted. People have been arrested, interrogated for hate speech, for questioning that. In fact, in this article, Alex, which you just cited today, my video, which is called The Mass Brainwashing of Germany, which talks about how not only through police action, but also through, for example, inserting storylines into soap operas and putting out commercials with German women wearing hijabs and Islamic garbs. There was an effort to kind of make people accept it and stop complaining about it as they let in over 1 million migrants from the Middle East, from these cultures. That video is banned in Germany. You can't even watch it in Germany. And the amount of times I've had messages from Twitter and Facebook, when I was on Facebook, saying this tweet is illegal in Germany and nobody in Germany can see it. So from going from there shall be no censorship, they are probably just behind Sweden, one of the most censored countries in Europe, and it's absolutely chilling given their history.
And we know what's happened. The ADL and other international organizations are setting the standard. They're giving awards to Merkel, and now they're bringing it to the United States. It's insane to see Sacha Baron Cohen, who made all his money with really absolutely unbelievable stuff, trying to set people up for terrorism, saying throw Jews down the well. He'll go, okay, well, it's comedy. Well, it's really incitement to violence. We've never done that. I don't dislike Jews. I dislike censors who happen to be Jewish. How should this be countered? I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen is as close to Hitler as I've seen in my lifetime.
Well, it should be countered by pointing out that, I mean, he was upset, of all things, about Mark Zuckerberg saying he supported free speech, as if that was a genuine statement in the first place. But that speech has gone far and wide. I'm still hearing about it now. The ironic thing about it, as you said, he actually played characters and made big movies based on characters, based on stereotypes, what some people, a lot of people, would call racist stereotypes in terms of Borat. And he did another movie called Bruno, which the entire movie was based on a stereotypical gay man. The content of that movie would probably not be shown in cinemas today because the same kind of woke crowd that he's trying to pander to would find it bigoted and homophobic. So this is a guy who's made a career on creating bigoted stereotypes about people in modern day parlance. And now he's trying to say that Facebook and Twitter is allowing extremism on its platform. Of course, their definition of extremism is so entirely vague that it includes anything that basically counters their narrative, to the point where you had the ADL respond to that and come out with a list of Twitter personalities and YouTube channels that they demand be banned off the back of this Sacha Baron Cohen speech. And again, it has nothing to do with stopping actual extremism. Some of these organizations have actually incited extremism and incited shootings with this propaganda against Christians.
Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, SPLC, where they actually incited a guy to go out and try to shoot up the place. So they don't.
Well, listen, if I cut a video saying throw Jews down the well, I'd get arrested. That's incitement to violence. He does it. It's okay because he's Hollywood. No, it's sick. It's dangerous. What are you going to be covering in the fourth hour today?
We're going to be covering Greta Thunberg is now part of a religious course in Sweden, again proving that climate change is religion, and all the latest from the London terror attack.
All right, summit.news, spread that link, summit.news. The InfoWar lives on through you, listeners and viewers. Stay with us. We'll be back with huge amounts of critical intel. Please tell folks we're live. It's Black Friday, worldwide live transmission. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as Modern Ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It has become crystal clear to everyone that our worst, most frightening analysis of the globalists and who they are and what their endgame is was in fact completely true, except it was far worse than we even thought. So I have to apologize to listeners and viewers that we have really steered you wrong the last 25 years, that things were far worse than we even thought. And if anything, we held back. because it just sounded too fantastical. And if we do lose, if we do end up losing, that's a big reason why, because we held back. You see, when you're faced with absolute pure evil and it admits it's evil, and then you think it's going to sound crazy if you tell people, you begin almost aiding the evil by not being completely honest and truthful about what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Because you want to be comfortable at the dinner table with your family at Thanksgiving, because you don't want to ruffle any feathers. You then create a climate where the globalists can come in and bully and dominate and control and get whatever they want done. Now, I want to be clear. I am not lecturing this amazing audience who are not an audience, who are warriors and brothers and sisters in awakening and in fighting tyranny and in really having a true desire, a spirit, a will that wants to see justice and freedom into the future. That's really what this comes down to. And I cannot praise you enough. Just the fact that you're conscious, just the fact that you have a connection to God, just the fact that you know God's real, just the fact that you love God, that itself is the most powerful thing in the universe, and everything else flows from that. So I want to say this before I get into all this news. God is in charge of the universe. We have just been given free will, so we've been doing bad things because that's the nature of what babies do. That's what toddlers do. And there are some of us that are conscious of this and who've decided to actively join evil for whatever sick reasons. There's always going to be degeneracy and aberrant behavior in the universe. And Hollywood and the culture teach us that aberrant behavior is sex. That's only one small part of it, aberrant sex. Aberrant behavior is being decadent, is being lazy, is knowing the truth and not caring, or aiding evil and corruption for temporal physical gain. That really is satanic, because it goes against your own common sense. It goes against your own understanding of what's right. It goes against what's good for us to do in the beginning. The wages of sin are death. And we see that. Big studies out that the population of the United States is plummeting, that life expectancy is plummeting, that cancer rates are exploding, that neurological disorder rates are exploding. Well, of course, we don't value the unborn. We don't value the born. We don't value the old. Suicide rates in white males are at stratospheric levels, because white males everywhere are told they're worthless, they're bad, they're obsolete. And if men are told they're worthless, they're bad, they're obsolete, they're not needed, they will kill themselves. But I tell the men of the world, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're old, whether you're young, your communion with God, your connection to God, and your spiritual energy, your worship, is all that matters in this universe. Your spiritual decision to join with God as a free, sentient being that is the seed of the universe. That's real creation. God creates new, sentient, free will beings that have incredible potential, made in the image and likeness of God. How heavy is that, and how real is that? The ancients didn't all just recognize this. They knew it. And look at what we envision, from the microchip to the jet airplane to the artificial heart to genetic engineering to nuclear weapons to Beethoven to Metallica. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Art, cinema, literature, sex, love between men and women. All of these incredibly transcendent, powerful, spiritual communions. And there are the globalists trying to counteract it. They've got people running around on Black Friday everywhere, running over each other, trampling each other, stabbing each other, women in hijabs battling and hitting each other over $1.50 packages of socks. This isn't the land of the free, the home of the brave. This is a group of people transmuted by demonic alchemy into slugs. Transmuted and turned into vassal slaves, believing that they can only get fulfillment through the establishment, only get fulfillment through the lottery ticket, only get fulfillment through the fake big box store church, only get fulfillment by believing in the system, but it's all empty. There's only a hysteria. There's only a mad dashing over the edge of a cliff. There's only the foaming at the mouth, crazed spirit. There's nothing real that builds. There's nothing real that sustains. There's nothing real at the end of it that is pro-human, pro-God, pro-justice. And that's what it comes down to. So I'm going to cover all this news, get to all these clips and more, ladies and gentlemen, after this break that's coming up. And we have a special guest joining us as well that I'll tell you about at the start of the next segment. But on this Black Friday, I want to challenge the listeners. I want to challenge the viewers. I want to challenge people to understand how fundamental it is when you have that relationship with God, when you open up that channel of free will saying, I want to be in touch with the real creator, the real master, God, not the fallen system, not the fallen entities, not all the space junk, but the real deal. That's the most important thing. Then opening channels up to others who are depressed, who are down, who are beaten down by the system, that have been told that they're worthless when they're so incredible. And then spreading the word about outlets and institutions that the enemy and the world wants to silence. Those are the institutions and the systems that need to be promoted, like Infowars.com, like Newswars.com. And then financially support the broadcast, which is so easy. Everything God gives us, everything that's good, everything that's wholesome is self-generating, self-healing, and is a Genesis system. So you notice what funds us is T-shirts that spread the word and that help you meet like-minded people. It's literally a uniform to wear your colors proud. It can also get you assaulted, get you attacked. It's powerful to affiliate with what you stand. The water filters we sell are the very best out there. Help your body, cut out the toxins, give you good water, funds the operation, the air filtration, same system. The non-GMO heirloom seeds that regenerate life basically eternally, over and over again, as long as someone gathers the seeds and plants them again. The supplements, the krill oil, that's the very best krill oil you're going to find. Super high quality, what it does for your body, for your cardiovascular, for your brain, for your cells, for your blood, for your hair, for your nails, for your eyes. Unprecedented. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the DNA Force Plus, literally making your telomeres last longer, making your grow new mitochondria, the engine inside the cells, the literal fountain of youth. The only thing out there that gets anywhere near it, 50% off, free shipping, a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it to help boost the clarity and the focus even more for those moments of heightened consciousness. That the more you get into those moments of heightened consciousness, the more you live in those high realms, the quiet place of the Most High that King David talked about, where you can see for trillions of miles and have deep understanding so great you almost forget the world you're in. You have to go back into the matrix to save others. That's what these products do. They literally fund our operation itself. Incredible. But help you regenerate, help you be more focused, help you be more healthy. Are two forms of toothpaste, three different types total. Fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, and then now the new whitening toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping. It is Black Friday, triple Patriot points, biggest sales ever.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets.
So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome to this live Black Friday worldwide broadcast. I'm coming to you from my hotel room in San Diego, California, where my wife and my youngest daughter are visiting with her mom. And, of course, I'll be back in Austin, Texas tonight, and I'm going to be up there on Saturday and Sunday, not just for the normal Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., but other special broadcasts because so much is breaking. We've got 344 days left. I'm teleprompter free here. 344 days left until the 2020 election, and the globalists are just making their moves on every front. The censorship has hit spectacular levels, and Trump not taking action against it is a dereliction of duty and has got me hopping mad at the president, as a lot of you know. I know a lot of you are upset. I also intend to open the phones up today to talk about that. But I want to be very, very, very clear about where I stand on the president, because I think if we can navigate this, we can understand where the president is, where he needs to go, and where we all need to push him to go, and just how serious this is, the equivalent of a sudden death overtime game for the Super Bowl. I mean, this is nail-biter, extraordinaire time that we've reached here. And again, I don't normally have butterflies, but trying to get into a subject like this and really trying to nail it is daunting. But I'm going to really do my best to lay this out right now. President Trump has signed the Hong Kong Freedom Bill that Congress passed last week. It's a very good bill, very common sense bill. And Communist China had threatened all sorts of hell was going to break loose if Trump signed it. They have now basically backed down since Trump signed it because the United States holds almost all the cards. But not for long if we don't play those cards. And so Trump's been trying to get us out of Afghanistan for 3 years, as he promised to do. He's been bucked by the whole establishment and by the Democrat and Republican parties, but at least he's tried. He's gotten us out of Syria to a great extent. That's wonderful. He went and visited the troops, as you know, yesterday on Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. That's a really good thing. He's tried to shore up our borders. He's defended the Second Amendment. He's gotten two good Supreme Court justices appointed compared to what Hillary would have put in. It looks like Ginsburg isn't long for this world, so you've got that. I am extraordinarily thankful for President Trump being elected. We fought hard to get that done. You fought hard to get that done. If Hillary would have gotten in, she would have started a bunch of big wars. She would have accelerated the censorship. She would have opened the borders fully. But that said, Hillary didn't get in. And so it's Trump that has to answer for the things he's done. And we've now seen 3+ years of draconian, un-American cartel activity by the big six tech companies working in criminal coordination, and that's illegal, to suppress nationalist, Christians, pro-lifers, conservatives, pro-gun groups, pro-veteran groups, pro-America groups. So it's also disgusting how these globalists hate America, how they thought they had the country down, and how they keep trying to demoralize us. And so this argument, oh, these are private companies. Oh, really? Google putting out that the Republican Party's political affiliation is the Nazi Party? That was up for almost a year. Or how they delist all the corrupt information about Hillary artificially and then lie about it to Congress. And now I said they're going to go after Republican advertising. They're going to not let Republicans advertise in the 2020 election. And now they've done that at Twitter and now Google. Democrats don't call it campaign ads. They just have thousands of subgroups with big budgets producing so-called short news pieces via Now This and Facebook-funded groups. They're spending billions of dollars currently. Several billion have been spent the last year on all this fake news that's really campaign ads. And you see, because the Democrats aren't really collecting a lot of money, Trump's 2-1 right now, the decision has been made, well, don't even let Republicans buy ads to counter what we're doing. And so now they're openly manipulating the election. They're openly engaged in election fraud. They're openly engaged in voter suppression. And we've seen a press release from Brad Parscales and a couple statements and tweets from Trump. So we're failing that test again. And so what's going to happen next is already happening. Hundreds of millions of accounts on Instagram and Facebook, hundreds of millions, have been deleted in the last few months. Every major meme site's been deleted off there. Members of Congress are having their Twitter frozen routinely, blocked. Republican ads are being blocked everywhere. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And you now see the ADL and others saying, that's not enough from Facebook. We want the big tech heads arrested if they don't give us full control. You see, that's an incredibly arrogant, out-of-control statement. Wow, that should wake America up. No, the ADL knows what they're doing. So does the Southern Poverty Law Center. If Trump and the American people put up with this, and the NRA has had bank accounts taken, it's had merchant accounts taken, barely made the news this year, and thousands of other prominent conservatives, nationalists, pro-lifers have had their bank accounts and their shopping carts taken, or being herded into digital ghettos, and Trump does nothing, well, what comes next? More economic bullying, more economic targeting, and, as you see on screen, AI computer programs developed by Stanford, developed by MIT with taxpayer money, given to the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, now in place where AI in live time isn't just blocking the name Alex Jones in positive mention. That was 4 months ago, 5 months ago. Now it's white rights. If you put out an article showing white people being beaten, being attacked, being called names, Facebook blocks it. You put out a video showing someone screaming Allah Akbar when they run people over, it's blocked. If you put out an article saying a Muslim attacked people in New York, remember 2 years ago screaming Allah Akbar, running folks over in the truck? Paul Watson put out an article that he was screaming Allah Akbar, showed a local news clip. Twitter banned it. They had a congressional hearing with Congressman Quigley. He said, during lunch, I saw the number one thing was InfoWars, Paul Watson, about Allah Akbar. That's fake news. And they have the head of Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube in there, the technical heads. They go, sir, we erased it. He goes, I know, but how did it get up there? And they said, sir, the AI will be in place within 6 months. It is now in place. So we've noticed with our listeners and stuff, if they tweet out a video of ours saying, wow, powerful video on this subject, it doesn't get flagged. But if you say Alex Jones or InfoWars, it does. So don't say Alex Jones or InfoWars. Send out a Band.video link, send out a NewsWars link, and just say, wow, did you hear about what happened here? This is really powerful. And that's why they don't like memes, because AI, and the ADL's been bitching about this, so Europe just passed a law banning memes this year. Now they're trying to enforce it with huge fines. It has to be pre-approved. You have to upload it through Facebook, Twitter, or Google, and then in Europe, this is already in place. Paul Watson videos are already banned in Germany. And they have to upload it through a system that then decides whether it can go through or not. And all it is memes, is jokes, is comments, pre-approved. Because AI doesn't know a joke. It doesn't get a joke. It doesn't get that stuff. So the system doesn't even want you joking. It doesn't even want normal human control. This is the communist Chinese social score. This is beyond 1984, and we're already living in it, having a debate about, oh, they're private companies. Really? So you'd let AT&T, that already has AI software recording everything you do, that's admitted, start cutting your call off in live time, or time delaying and erasing words you say if it's not approved? It already happens on Droids and iPhones. You're sending a message. Like if you try to say F something to somebody, it says, you say effing, it says ducking. It's already there, folks. We're already being put into this, and now they're turning it on. They're now flipping the switches to implement this. And Congress, quite frankly, are a bunch of neophyte troglodytes that don't even know what the hell's going on. I'm not against technology. I don't like how it's being deployed against us in a total takeover. So I'll come back and get more into what Trump has to do to counter all this, or he will lose the 2020 election. And if you don't amplify this message, we're going to lose. They wanted us off the air for a critical reason. I'm going to reveal on the other side of this break, infowars.com/show, newswars.com/show, band.video. But remember, share the band.video live link and share the infowars.com/show. But be sure to show the newswars.com/show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.